Blog Talk Radio.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole.
Uh-huh.
And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim. Elohim, a fool believes everything, and to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing, that's why I'm begging y'all for mercy, and it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy, worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. For frightening me and now we flee. For fallen leaves, the ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of his son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling us Ham. Made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your soul, y'all magnify, y'all cut his grace.
Giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, bringing you nothing but truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 107 Vine Street, bringing you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, Israel, whom you may know as Abraham. He's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and he is our savior. And not just the Savior of Israel, but he is the Savior of the world. And I thank the mighty Yah for allowing us to come before you with his truth, his exalted, holy, and precious words. Tonight we will be discussing one of the most important things, learn Black history. And it's in particularly the Black History Month. Of course, they gave this month Blacks. They will actually be focused on their ancestry, their history every day. But they dedicated this month, used to be Black History Week. Now it's Black History Month. And sometimes we want to just month to us. Well, let's talk a little Black history. Of course, we put it every day, things that you should be learning about Black history. Well, let me tell you, it's not about the inventions. That's good that you learn about inventions. It's not about the civil rights movement, which is good. Black scientists and Black educators and Black first Black congressmen or congresswomen, first Black mayor of this city, that city. Because these are oftentimes the things that you're going to learn in Black history. And every year that you've been learning these things, what has it benefited you? Now you know a little bit more about your history. How has it benefited you? Since you've been learning about the Black Panthers and the group called SNCC and FDLC and various other groups that was born out of a movement that caused people and oppressed people to rise up. But still, what has it done? Many of the people in these movements either got killed or they themselves became a part of, now instead of being a part of SDLC and the Black Panther movement and all these other movements, now they just a part of Congress and Senate, mainly Congress. Or they became mayors and councilmen. How has that helped our city? How has it helped Blacks? So we want to talk about the most important thing about, or one of the most important things about Black History Month. And let me tell you what I see it is. Now, you might see it different, but this is how I see it. is one thing that the Creator gave us that no one can ever take from us. They can try. But once you learn this, then you'll learn true history. And let me tell you what that is. And that is your name. There's nothing greater than having a good name. And a good name starts before you are born. It is part of your ancestral makeup. It is your name. We wasn't known by these identifications that we're known by today as blacks, and we're known by the very cities that we live in, the state that we come from. Not just us, this is how we are identified all over the world. But every man, every people that live on earth has a name. And you want to know your name. And the question is, why don't you know your name? And why hasn't your name been told you? How can we allow the world to call us and to classify us as something that we are not? Only way to be, but where is the self-determination to find out who really are? And how can you find out who you are and you don't know the tree you come from? The only way you're going to know a tree is by its name. It's too many trees to say just from a tree. You got to know the name of the tree that you come from. How can you say, well, I'm from the river, and you don't know what river you come from? Even rivers have a name. I'll show you this in the book of Genesis. Watch what this says in the book of Genesis, the second chapter. We're talking about Black History Month. And I'm discussing one of the most important things that one can discuss and talk about this month. Watch what it says in the book in Genesis, the second chapter. And not just this month, any month and every day. Until you find out your name, until you discover your name. But this is the one thing that our people don't do. I may add, before I read this, instead of our people going by their name and searching out their name, I know a lot of people, they say, well, our names were stripped from us. So how can we know our names? Well, yes, it was stripped from you, but you can know your name. And one, and the reason why it was stripped, because people don't want you to know your name. And I'm going to show you that. How people have been tricked. They've been bamboozled to believe that if they allow someone to swab their mouth and check their DNA, that will tell them who they are. You know, a lot of things to know about this, the test they're doing on our people. And this test telling our people things that they are not. Does not get down to the nitty gritty of who you really are. And that old wise saying, if a man won't treat you right, he won't teach you right. And a lot of these various tests come from the very science that has always ran very abominable tests on our people. And still to this day, our people allowing them to do things that they should not be doing. Practicing medicine on our people. And that's all the swab is just swabbing your mouth. They got little DNA tests now. You can buy them at a dollar store. It's ridiculous. But nobody, no one considers that the way you know who you really are is by your name. Because everybody has a name. Watch what it is in the book of Genesis, the second chapter. The eighth verse. And Yah Elohim planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made Yah Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Now watch this. The tree of life, even I told you, everything got a name. There was a tree called the tree of life, also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the river went out Eden to water the garden, and from this it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison. That is it which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where is gold. And the good of that land is good. There's Bellium and Onyx Stone. The name of the second river is Gihon. And if you look up Gihon, this is where Solomon was anointed king of Israel. The same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. People say that's the Tigris today. And that is which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. So even a river have a name. So, what is your name? Truly your name is not just black or African American or Afro American. That's not a name at all. Well, I guess it is a name, but it's not your name. Because every people is known by their name. What you're wearing today, our people, is a byword and a proverb. That's all it is. It's derogatory nicknames that will keep you asleep from who you really are. And I'm mad. Our people spend a lot of money on a lot of things. They'll go spend a lot of money to get their hair done, to get their nails done, get their feet done. A lot of money on alcohol and cigarettes and marijuana. They spend a lot of money on clothes and shoes and other things. But watch what the scripture says. That is more valuable than any of the things that I just named. And watch what this says. First, in the book of Proverbs 22. And what are we discussing? We're talking about Black History. This is Black History Month. And since the overseers of this country wanted us to deal with black history, we're going to deal with black history. And we're going to deal with one of the most important things that you should know about black history. Watch what it says. A book of Proverbs 22:1. And this is what it says. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Now, who would take name before a good name before they would take great riches? Here it is. A good name is more valuable than great riches. So ask yourself, why do our people who's known by these inferior names, why do they hold on to them? Why do they keep them? Why do they wear them like a badge of honor? Do they not know who they are? You would think if you know who you are, then why would you keep a name of who you are not? And if you don't know who you are, then why isn't this your search? Why isn't this your studies? Why spend your time doing all the other things that the various schools and universities teach you to do during black history? To study the things that they tell you to study. To look at the things that they think is valuable for you. Why do you think all people do is look at civil rights films and the first black this and the first black that? How long will you just learn these things? And what black invented this and what black invented that? But ask yourself, who are you? And where did you come from? What is your ancestral name? Religion is not going to teach you it. There's not one religion on this earth that would teach you your ancestral name in history. Why? Because many of the religions are responsible and they are accessory to the crimes of you losing your name. Now, don't take a rocket scientist to know who I'm speaking of, because there's only one people that is not known by their name. So you can't learn your name from religion. Nor will the government, who is mostly responsible, tell you your ancestral name. So you can buy all the books you want that the government have in their libraries and the cities have in their libraries. It's not going to help you either. Nor will you learn it from these black organizations. Many of the black organizations still call by names that you wouldn't dare allow people to refer to you today. Like the NAACP. What do that stand for? Nobody call themselves colored people no. Who call themselves colored people? Who call themselves Negro? People don't even use these terms anymore. A lot of terms people call themselves blacks and African Americans and Africans in America. But this is not who you are either. What people is known by two continents? But a people that have been stripped from their name. Watch what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. Let us turn there. So again, why we seem to know, but we really don't know nothing if we don't know who we are. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says in the 7th chapter, the first verse, a good name is better than precious ointment. It's better than precious ointment. So if it's better than precious ointment, you know it's better than cigarettes and alcohol. You know it's better than all the other things that you would take your money and buy, but you won't take the money and get you a good name. You won't take your money and get you the original ancestral name. Why? Somebody told me, somebody said, look, man, I want the people who changed my name, give me my name back. Well, all right, well, take your time, sit down, wait, and see if that ever happens. If it ain't happened in almost 400 years, I don't know what makes you think it's about to happen now. So why, what is your name? That's what it asks in the scriptures. Watch what it asks. To many people who don't know who they are and who do know who they are. And watch what it says. Because a lot of our people, they have double hearts, double tongues, double lives. Today, they're one thing. On a Sabbath day, they something totally different. When they're talking to you, they're one thing. But then when they sign their name on a paper, they're a whole different person altogether. Why? Why can't you be who you are? Since when Black History Month, let me tell you who you are. I just got to show you the significance of this thing, because there's no greater thing that you can have, that you can possess. It's a good, better than a good name. It's better than riches, great riches. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs, 30th chapter. And I'm going to read Proverbs 30:4. Proverbs 30:4. Who have ascended up into heaven or descended? Who have gathered the wind in his fist? Who have bound the waters in a garment? Who have established all the ends of the earth? Who done these things? See, at the end of the day, you got to ask these various questions. Because these things were done. Ask whoever ascended up to heaven or descended. Ask them, is it an alien? Alien just means foreigner. In other words, you don't know who that is. You're just a foreigner. What's his name? It's an alien. Well, if you don't know the name of the alien, you don't know nothing. Anybody can say an alien. I bet you somebody broke in your house and robbed your house you ain't going to be talking about a foreigner. You're going to be looking for who did it. You're going to be looking for a name, a face, an identity. Let somebody steal your identity, and you're going to find out who that is. You're not just going to be talking about a foreigner, an alien. The aliens visit us. Well, who are they? These aliens. They fall into the earth. Well, where do they come from? I don't know. Well, what's their name? Well, I don't know. What's the name of did you get the license plate for flying in? I mean, do you know anything about these foreigners? And the answer is no. You don't know nothing. They're just aliens. And you don't know nothing then. You don't got nothing. Whoever ascended up into heaven or descended, who have gathered the wind in his fist, who have bound the waters in a garment, who have established all the ends of the earth. See, we know who that is. That's the Most High. That's the Creator. That's Almighty. That's the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's Yahweh himself. Because even the Most High has a name. So we can say that. And we can also prove that. But still, the scripture asks this question, what is his name? And then not just what is his name, what is his son's name, if thou can tell? Yeah, in other words, if you want to know something, don't tell me about the Most High. Don't tell me about the Almighty. You don't know nothing about him. He gave his son for the sins of the world. You don't know the Most High. Because if you knew the Most High, he would know he would never do such a thing like that. If you knew the Most High, undoubtedly you don't know him or his name. And as a matter of fact, you don't know his son then. Because there's nothing more important than a name. And what is your name? Since you know what that name is, then why aren't you wearing that name every day, every night, day in, day out, month in, month out, year in, year out? Why are you torn between two different lives? I'm not going down and get my name changed. What's that in the scriptures? I'll show you. Well, a name is better than riches. What other excuse do you have? Let me tell you. None. You have no excuse. And you won't celebrate Black history. And you don't even know who you are. How can you celebrate something? You know your name. It is. We got people studying Egyptology. And all you got to do is ask them, what's your nationality? And watch they say the same thing other Negroes say. Because they don't know who they are. Egyptology don't tell you who you are and your ancestral name. Nor does these other philosophies and religions and ideologies, they don't tell you who you are. But the Most High does and will. The first thing you need to know concerning who you are or your name is, first of all, what happened to your name? And let me show you what happened to your name so you can understand what I'm telling you is the truth. In the book of Psalms 83, let me show you this. Psalms 83. First verse. Keep not thou silence, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thy enemies make a tumult. It's all this tumult about, all this ruckus about. And they that hate thee have lifted up their head. And yes, there are people that hate the Most High. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people. Remember, it just said what is his name and what is his son's name. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation. Now, how do you do that? How do you cut all the people from being a nation? That's got to be the most diabolical thing I've ever heard. But how is that possible? And how can a people even allow such a thing to happen? I want to know, how is such a thing even possible? Well, watch what it says. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. See the name that's being cut off? And that's Israel. Because little do you know, the Israelites, who has a bad name today, the world and the nations have attempted to cut off. And were successful. Successful in the sense that in our people who are Israelites, they only wear their name part time. They wear it on the weekends. That's it. But they don't wear it no other time. Named as something, they don't wear it. It's meaningless. But to the Most High, is everything. And I'm going to show you why. It should be everything to you. And I'll also show you why, if you're going to study anything for Black History Month, why don't you make this your study? Since there is no better thing that you can have than a great name. What's greater than that? Where do you think your power lies? Well, in your name. Why do I know that? Why do you think that's the very thing they cut off? Is your name. Watch what it says. For they have consulted together one consent. They are confederate against thee. Then it lets you know the tabernacles of Edom. And see, a lot of times, most of our people don't know biblical history. So they don't know who Edom is. And the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarines, Gabal and Ammon, and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre, Ashur also is joined with them. They have helped in hoping the children of Lot, Selah. In other words, there's a lot of nations that have done a great deal of confederation. Cut your name off. And let me just tell you who these people are in simple terms. Those who ran the Christian Crusades, those and the Islamic Crusades, and those who were financed many of the Crusades, slavery, and the like. The Muslim communities, or those who you might know as Arabs, the Jewish communities, whom you might call Jews, and yes, the Christian communities, which was mostly led by the Europeans. And we'll read about how they devised plans to cut you off from being a nation. All you have to ask yourself, what you've been calling yourself over for almost the last 400 years, it's not Israel. And many of our people who know they are Israel still are not calling themselves Israel, because this is the very name that was used to be cut off, Israel. The Creator let us know that there would be people that would assert themselves and take that name back. And they will only be a remnant, a small group of people. And you read this in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 44. And watch what it says. Starting at the first verse. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. So every time you read Israel, if you don't know who you are, this won't mean nothing to you. You would think this is talking about somebody else. It's talking about you, the one who lost his name, and the one who refused to take it back. Thus is Yah, that made thee, and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Yaakov, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass. As this is what's going to happen, this is how you're going to know they are. For it says, one shall say, I am yours. I belong to the Most High. And another shall call himself by the name of Yaakov. And many are. And another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yah. And what do it mean to subscribe? In other words, he's going to write. That's what it means to subscribe. And surname himself by the name of Israel. And who is doing that? Who's taking their time to subscribe with their own hand, surnaming themselves by the name of Israel? Sound like a prophecy to me. And I can understand why. Because what else can you possess greater than a name? Undoubtedly, you don't know how great a name is. Because a name describes and gives purpose. It gives purpose. And I'm going to show you this so you can understand why it's important to write these things with your hand. Not just talk about it. Just say who you are. Write who you are. And watch this in the book of Genesis. I just want you to see this. show you this is no vain thing at all. The book of Genesis, I want you to read Genesis 17. This is where we're going. And this is what it says, start at the very first verse in Genesis 17 and 1. And Abram was 90 years old and 9. And Yah appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai, or the Almighty Elohim. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee. I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face. And Elohim taught with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram. Thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. You see how the Almighty changed his name? Why? Because there's no greater thing that you can possess than a great name. And watch what he says in the 15th verse. And Elohim said unto Abraham, as for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt call her name Sarai. Sarah shall her name be. Sarai. Why is it important? Did we not read great name is better than great riches? Not just to me. What is your name in society? What is your name in earth? Everywhere Abraham went, that's where what name was. He wasn't known by 2 or 3 or 4 different things. The only time you know by 2 or 3 or 4 different things is because your enemies have put you in that position. But you can take that back because the mercies of Yah endureth forever. So why would you allow this month to go past in any month? Since this is the month that your enemies gave to you to learn your history, well, why don't you learn your name? And why don't you learn how valuable your name is? And then once you learn your name, why don't you take your name back? Because when you take your name back, the next thing you're going to do is take your God back, your Elohim back. Then you'll take the ways of your Elohim back and the thoughts of your Elohim back. And then you can return back to the one Elohim who gave you your name. Watch what it says. The book of Genesis. And this time we're going to read Genesis. Watch what it says. 9th verse. Genesis 35:9. And Elohim appeared unto Yaakov again when he came out of Padan Aram and blessed him And Elohim said unto him, thy name is Yaakov. That's what your name is. Thy name shall not be called anymore Yaakov, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Yisrael. That's what his name was. He wasn't known by two different people no more. This is who he became. And what do that mean? So you can understand the power in the name. And why don't you know your name? And if you know your name, then why don't you wear it? Let me show you the power of the name in the book of Genesis, starting at the 24th verse. This is what it says. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? Now, again, out of all the blessings he had received, he said, just bless me. I'm not going to let you go to me till you bless me. And he said, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, Yisrael. For as a prince hast thou power with Elohim and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it thou do ask after my name? And he blessed him there. What you want to know my name, huh? I just blessed you and gave you a name. Don't worry about my name. Worry about your own name. And here it is. We have taken the names of other people, and we wearing them proudly. And we refuse to give them their names back. And why? Are these new names we got are blessed? Do they tell us who we are? Do it subscribe that we are a prince that has power with Elohim and man and has prevailed? Is that what our name is telling us? These foreign names that we receive from our enemies? Not at all. It don't tell us none of those things. We just take any type of name, Lexus and Mercedes and Benz. These are names of other people. Matter of fact, these are names of cars. Name Colt. Is it a horse, a liquor, or a gun? But it's not you. It's not you. Furthermore, and I'm going to show you how your enemies have always tried to destroy you. Always. And it was always your name. This is the number one way. They will rather take your name, destroy you, or take your name. This is what they will do. And then you find out your name. Will you fight for it? No. Would you take back? No. These are the things you won't even do. And there's no greater thing that you can possess than a good name. I want to show you something in the book of Exodus. I'll try to remember it. before we adjourn, come back to it. But let us go to the book of Daniel. You're familiar with the book of Daniel? And in this book of Daniel, the first chapter, Daniel 1. I'm going to start reading at the third verse. And these are part of the Yehudites that was taken into captivity. And watch what it says. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and other princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, skillful in all wisdom, cunning in knowledge, understanding sense, and such as had ability to them to stand in the king's palace, on whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of Chaldeans. In other words, they had all kind of great wisdom and no blemishes, well favored, and cunning and knowledge and understanding science. And these people were highly skilled and very wise. You got a skilled, wise, and understanding people that come to your land. You don't change their names. You use their resources to help you become a better people. Here, they use their resources against them. And watch what it says. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end there that they might stand before the king. And among these were the children of Yehudah, Daniel, and Hananiah, and Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuch gave names. For he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and Hananiah Shadrach, and Mishael Meshach, and Azariah Abednego. Why? Why change their names? Well, it already lets you know in the book of Psalms 83 that make the name of Israel no more remembrance. In other words, anytime they want to destroy you as a people, they take your name. Because if you don't know your name, if you don't know from whence you came, then you can never go back to who you are. Have a name, so they can tell you anything. Your name is Toby. Now, what's your name, Toby? Because they're able to do that. Who are you? I'm an American. Where are you from? Detroit. Now you just totally brainwashed. Totally brainwashed. And this is how our people became brainwashed. And these were highly skilled Israelites. But no matter how skilled they were, they still called them by slave names. Names that demonstrated that they belong to them. Watch what this says. Daniel, the second chapter, 46th verse. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshiped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your Elohim is an Elohim of Elohims, masters of masters, and a revealer of secrets. Seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. So he seen something great in Daniel. But watch what happens. Then the king made Daniel a great man. He gave him many gifts, great gifts, and made him rule over the whole province of Babylon, chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then watch this. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel, he said, in the gate of the king. In other words, these men weren't no Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had Hebrew names. They were Israelites. They weren't these heathen people that the king had named them. If he had any honor and he had any respect, he would have gave them their names back. Since there is no Elohim but their Elohim. And where do you think they got their names from? From their Elohim. That's where it comes from. Not these heathen names. And here it is. We wearing these names as if they really belong to us. And these names was forced upon our people. All over the world, we have blacks that look just like us, but they all over the world, and they are brothers and sisters. And they called by names that don't belong to them, that came from the inhabitants of the land, of the people. All you got to do is Google the names of blacks in China, in Thailand, in Vietnam, Russia. They all have something to do with being black. All of them. Or low people. Or no people. Or deserted people. Or little people. Some names for blacks, they would even say I've seen one in Southern Asia, and they called the city people, city. I said, man, what's these city people? And they would call this in the Philippines and Taiwan and Vietnam. And they called them, they wouldn't call them blacks. They call them Negritimus. In other words, another way of saying Negro. No, it's called Negritos. That's what it's called, Negritos. We want to be called Negritos. We don't name of no people. Well, they said in their tongue, Sidi. That's the name. What does it mean, Negritos? In Australia, they call themselves Australians. But the blacks, they call them Aborigines and Torres. Why? Because these are not people that's from there, that's from that land. And that's what a people do when they destroy another people. They change their names. Why do you think the Israelites in Ethiopia called Phylacia. That's not a pretty name. No. This is what happens. But do the Phylacia call they have Phylacia? No. Beta Israel. House of Israel. But what do you call yourself? Are you the house of Israel? Well, if you're the house of Israel, what is your name? In the book of Esther, turn there. The book of Esther. In another place where our people in captivity and known by these funny names. But these were not the names given to them by their great creator. It was not given to them by their foreparents. Where is my Esther? Not at all. I'll show you their names. So you can see. Well, we're going to get Esther, the chapter, I think it is. And the verse I want to read to you. Well, I need to change it to the second chapter. And I'm going to start at the fifth verse. And this is what it says. Esther 2 and 5. Now, in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Yehuda whose name was Mordecai, the son of Yair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is, Esther, his uncle's daughter. Her Hebrew name was Hadassah, not Esther. For she had neither father nor mother. And the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother dead, took for his own daughter. And all through the book, they will call her Esther. And why? Because they don't want no good, beautiful name Hadassah. That name reminded them of Hebrews. That name reminded them of Israelites. That name made me think of a chosen people of Elohim. We don't want them to have that name. That's a good name. That's a great name. Let us name her Esther. And here it is. We got Hebrews. As soon as they change their name back to who they originally was, their own family members oftentimes will refuse to call them by their original Hebrew names. What kind of spirit is that? That we can't go back to who we were. Even the Almighty changed Abram's name. I wonder if Abram's family, would they be mad at the Most High because he changed Abram's name? So why is our family member mad at us when we go back to our original names? Or should we just continue to just call ourselves these names that are totally made up? Shaniqua and I don't even know all these made up names. They take the name of the mama and the father and just put two names together and just name it a varmint and Fathia and Taekwon. And where do these names come from? What do they mean? And how do they tell us about the tree in which we come from? Well, they typically don't, because they made up. So when we take our names back, then they give us some names that all they do is send us right back where they want us to be, like Mark and Matthew and John and Barnabas and Theopolis and Thaddeus. And what do these names have to do with our people, our heritage, and the tree in which we come from? And let me tell you, nothing. Nothing at all. So, what is your name? And where will you study and take hold of your name? And why don't you value the name that the Creator gave you? Show you something in the book of Isaiah. Once again, watch what it says in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 45, and watch what this says. The fourth verse. Now let's start at the third verse. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know I am Yah, which call thee by thy name. I am the Elohim of Israel. For Yah told my servant, say, and Israel mine let. I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. Where do you think our name came from? And when a Creator called our people, and He will call our people, let me show you what He say He's going to call. Watch what it says in Isaiah 43. Fifth verse. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I've created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. because we are the people that's called by the name of the Most High. So once again, why haven't you taken your name back? And why have you allowed others to name you? You who that son is in the book of Exodus, the fourth chapter. I'm going to show you that. I'm going to show you that right now. Exodus, the fourth chapter. And this is what it says. Exodus 4 and 22. Thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus is Yah, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. This who the Creator said his son is. All these other false teachings are just that. Because here, Yah said his son is Israel. And not only did he say it there, go to the book of Hosea so you can see who this son is. In the book of Hosea. And we're going to read Hosea the 11th chapter. So you can see this. In the book of Hosea the 11th chapter, the first verse, it says, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Because Israel is his son. And that's who we called out of Egypt. And that's who Yah is calling today. He's calling Israel, Israelite. He's coming for all those who join himself unto him. Coming for those who find the humility to do the will of the Most High. And it's his will that you be called by his name. Don't let your enemies' treasures forsake you and make you think these treasures, whether they're your social security, whether they some family name that you got from them, don't be tricked. There's only one name that is blessed, and that is holy. Why you think he's called the Holy One of Israel? Because that is Israel. In the book of Isaiah, since they want us to talk about ancestry, Black history, there's no greater thing we talk about than our name. And look what it says. No isles under me. And hearken ye people from far. Yah have called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother have you mentioned my name. And what name is that? Ye have made my mouth like a sharp sword. And sure, heavy hid me. and made me a pile of shame. And it said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. And I said, I was laid in vain. I said, my strength for not anything. Yet surely my judgment is with Yah. My work with my own hand. Yah to form me from the womb to be a servant. The brain Yah go again to him. So it will be God. Yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yah. And my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, this is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Yaakov and to restore the preserve of Israel. I will also give thee for light. Thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. You are Yahweh's servant. And you are the one that he has chosen and elected to be glorified in. And I have tried to deceive you to make them think all they were for some black slaves, blacks, Negroes, Afro-Americans. So it is you that are the chosen people of Elohim. And don't trip. No black people is not Israel. The majority of the earth know exactly who they are, where they come from, and their ancestry. They're not confused about this whatsoever. And they never had people to come before them to destroy them, to cut their name off. It's the one name of earth, the world, devised a plan, play they self with one consent to cut a name off that the name might not be remembered no more. And that is the name of Israel. Do your research. For Black History Month. So until tomorrow. Yeah, I love you. And so do I.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole.
Uh-huh.
And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.